So here's another story from 22 years ago. This one's a little less controversial, crazy story. So in Israel, the way it worked in my yeshiva, which no longer exists anymore, is that in a lot of yeshivas and seminaries, you have the same problem, is that the guys and the girls, they go to Israel, pay an arm and a leg, you take out a second mortgage to send the kids to Israel, and the yeshivas don't give you food on Shabbos. A little bit of a problem, because you're stuck in the middle of Mesh Arim, and you have your meals throughout the whole week, and then come Shabbos, sometimes every other Shabbos is an off Shabbos. What does it mean, an off Shabbos? It means that you trapeze around the whole country if you are lucky to have relatives. Also, at that point, it was the Intifada. This is talking about, I went to Israel the year after the Netanya bombing, which was not a great time, you know, safety. And now it's so much greater either. But, you know, at that point, it was scary to run around all around the country. But so what did you do? So you basically begged and you know, tried to do whatever you can to get the 10 kollel couples in the yeshiva to host you, which was, you know, uncomfortable for these, you know, hard both financially and practically. They're 24-year-old, newly married, and a kid or one little kid or two kids sometimes. And they lived in like Ramat Eshkol area, or Mala Dafna, and you walked from Mesh Arim to there, and you tried to get meals. Every week, the 20 boys in yeshiva would try to jockey for those coveted kollel spots. Well, yeah, but I can't worry about that. I didn't know anything what was going on with girls, but I just know in my yeshiva, 20 guys or 25 guys and 10 kollel guys. So you basically tried to make sure you got two or three of you at each kollel person's house, and it worked out fine. Sometimes it didn't work out fine, and then you just bought food and ate in yeshiva, a group of us. Okay? That was the system of eating out every Shabbos, which you had to do every other Shabbos, basically, in Eretz Yisrael. Now, usually it worked out fine. The kollel people would invite you, you'd bring a present, and everything was great. One time, I remember, there was a kollel guy, I'll call him Moshe, not his real name. Not that there's anything wrong, what I'm going to tell you, but it's in case, I don't want anyone to be embarrassed, who did something a little bit weird. Something which I had never seen before, actually done in practice. And don't worry, we're going to get you to vote if you've ever seen this done in practice or participated in this as well. He told us, so let's say Shkios was at, let's say, 8 o'clock. It was, let's say, later in the year, earlier in the year, whatever it was. Let's say Shkios was 8 o'clock. Okay, so normally mincha at many of these shuls would be, let's say, 7:40. Okay, so he told us to come at 6 o'clock for the meal. Daven mincha early, he said, and come at 6 o'clock. Okay, I said to him, well, what does that mean? So he said, what we're going to do is, we're going to have the meal, we're going to come at 6, 6:10 or so, whatever, was Plaga Mincha. I'm making up the numbers exactly. Yeah, but let's say 6:10 is Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is the earliest time that could be nightfall, according to some opinions in the Gemara. And therefore, that's the earliest time you could accept upon yourself Shabbos. And so at 6:10, you're going to get there at 6. 6:10, us, meaning him and the three guys I was with, we're going to daven Kabbalah Shabbos to ourselves in my house. Okay. Already a little bit weird. Now, Kabbalah Shabbos doesn't need a minion. Hence, my son sometimes helps lead the Kabbalah Shabbos at the shul, standing next to me, and ends off, because Kabbalah Shabbos doesn't need a minion, doesn't need an adult male to lead it, because it could be said by yourself. It's better to do it with a minion, hence we do it with a minion. But, okay, so we're going to do it by ourselves. We're going to say Kabbalah Shabbos. Then we're going to, now it's Shabbos, 6:20 now, let's say 6:30, whatever. We're going to make Kiddush and have the meal at 6:30, he says. And then at 8:15 or whatever it was, 8:30, we're going to go daven Maariv at one of the local shuls, which, of course, daven's at Seisach Kochav in Maariv. There's Mincha before Shkia, then they have a long break, and then they have Maariv. And we'll make it there at 8:30 for Maariv. Then we'll come back and have dessert. That's the meal. Now, beggars can't be choosers, as you know. So I wasn't going to say anything. But suffice it to say, that was the weirdest meal. The entire meal, you're just nervous about making Maariv. I mean, I wasn't so nervous because he was watching the clock, but he was definitely watching the clock. It was a good move for him because his kids, he had, I think, two, three, maybe little kids at that point, or probably at this point 25 or whatever already, whatever it is. This is 22, 23 years ago. And so, 22 years ago. And so he said, so those kids got to partake in the meal, and then they went to bed by the time we went to Maariv, and we came back, dessert, they were already asleep. It worked out nicely. Mutter or Asr? Now, these are top Talmidei Chachamim who did this, but...
Why is this any different than making early Shabbos?
You don't ask me any questions. I'm asking you a question first. Have you ever done it? You're older than I am, no? In your years, your 50 years. Yeah, how old are you? 50, 52? Whatever it is. In your 50 years of experience over here, how have you ever done it? That's what I want you to say before you ask me any questions. New? We got 15 people in the room, 12 people in the room, whatever it is. Has anyone combined probably 400 years in this room of experience, give or take? Yeah? Oh, dog years. I don't know. We got a lot of years of experience in this room. Has anyone ever done this? I want to clarify. Okay, wait a second. Let me clarify the question, then it's yours. Yeah? Okay? Have you anyone ever accepted Shabbos and eaten your Friday night? I made Kiddush. Regular Kiddush is a Kiddush Chabura. We made Kiddush and ate your Misuda and then Davin Maariv Friday night. Raise your hand if the answer is yes. Okay.
You did it last Shabbos.
Look at this. Ooh. Coming straight from the Holy Land himself, right? You're an Eretz Yisrael, yeah? Okay.
Hell, yeah. The rise of Kiddush.
One second. No, Kiddush? Why?
It's because you didn't daven yet.
But it's before the Zman. It's before Shkia. So now you're going
to
have problems.
Yeah, let's see. The plug, so.
Have you ever done it yet?
No, I didn't.
You're 55, no? And you have never done it either. Okay, so new. So yeah.
My family did it.
Have you ever done it? No? So you did it. So we have two. A room of 14. Whatever. I mean, people here, whatever. Two have done it. And now three. I could count me. So it's interesting. And both in Eretz Yisrael, right? You started in Eretz Yisrael?
No, it's here.
In America. Wow. Look at this. So that's interesting. So you have one Eretz Yisrael. Two Eretz Yisrael people did it. One Chutz La'aretz. No? I'll give you three options. Mutter. Aser. Or preferred. Preferred. Mutter. Mutter. Preferred. Or an usher. Yeah?
Mutter only because you said there was someone who was learned and did it.
He's learned and didn't.
I would say it definitely.
Okay. But you got a whole room here that never did it.
Yeah,
you got.
Prior to that, I would say.
He was a big time chacham. But yeah. But let me tell you, I went out of 3 years, but 3 years I went to Kol guys' houses, yeah? So we figured out, let's say 20 Shabbosim, if it's every other Shabbos. So 60 times I did it Friday night plus the morning, yeah? Just assume 60 times. I have no family in Eretz Yisrael at all. Not close family. Now, Baruch Hashem, my kids are going to be walking. Rich son, they go to Eretz Yisrael. They have all this family there. It's a big bracha. I didn't have any family there. And so, I'm sure your son hosts all people all the time, yeah? He's always your host. And so, the 60 times, I only did it once. A lot of Talmidei Chachamim who hosted me, and even he didn't do it every week. So new. I went to him a couple of times. I only did it once. Correct. But now you got to. But does that mean that it's the correct thing to do? Yeah.
Well, you says it. Mutter.
So you vote the mutter side. You vote the mutter. You say the mutter. It's not. Okay.
But it's uncommon.
Is it an extreme circumstance? I don't know. You didn't think. Yeah.
You don't do it. Probably not a big practice now because you're probably more afraid people are going to have the meal. They're not going to go back.
Hold the thought. First we'll build it up. Then we'll knock it down and then we'll build up again.
Another problem, okay. That even during the week there are people who will not eat supper before they daven Maariv.
Okay, so another problem. Okay, so we have two problems. For first time reading you a Mishnah Berurah. Very easy Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah can't get easier than this. Mishnah Berurah says, V'im rotze, if you want. No? Sounds like it's a pretty good choice. Not just mutter. definitely, maybe we should have more than three choices. Is it totally okay? V'im rotze, if you want, lekabel Shabbos mi ba'odio, to accept Shabbos, let's say make our hypothetical at 6:10 that time, right when Shiriki can. Ulekadesh, to make Kiddush, v'lechol, and to eat, ulespalo arvis, and then to daven mariv, achrakach, afterwards, balayla, when it's completely night, exactly like we did at my friend Moshe's house. Rashoi, you're permitted to do so. Totally permitted. Doesn't sound like it's bidyeved, right? He doesn't say, like, don't do this. Uvitinai, as long as you have one condition. Shechatziz shah kodim zman mariv. In other words, you really should start the meal more than a half hour before shkia, which we certainly did. We started the meal an hour and a half, probably, to maybe even whatever it was, before shkia. So it's fine. So you're totally fine to do so. Even, maybe even lecharchila. Comes all, is everyone so far so good? It's a Mr. Brewer. You could all leave right now. It's straight up. Comes along one of the top other, I mean, not that he needs my validation over here, but how about the Vilna Gaon? It's Aruch HaShulchan in, oh, same place. I have says V'chein Kas of Aruch HaShulchan in my notes. I didn't look it up again, but my notes say Aruch HaShulchan says the same exact thing. I don't think it's very controversial. It's based on Magen Avraham's and others. Comes along the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon, now the Vilna Gaon didn't write this himself. Who wrote this? So the Vilna Gaon has a sefer, which is all the minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, which was compiled by Rabbi Yitzchak Ber ben Rav Tanchum of Vilna, who lived from 1779 to 1855. According to Google, he was one of Vilna's great dayanim and the spiritual leader of the Groyas Klois. I guess his community is all shul. He compiled Maaser Rav based on what he witnessed firsthand in the Vilna Gaon's Beis Medrash. So Maaser Rav is the most authoritative, like, biography or minhagim of the Vilna Gaon that we have. In this little five-line piece, it's not even his own recollection. It's the recollection of Morenu Reb Chaim Katz, who was the head of Tzvas community. The Vilna Gaon sent many Talmidim to Eretz Yisrael and tried to settle the land. This is, again, late 1700s. Vilna Gaon died in 1798, I think. So we're talking about late 1700s, maybe early 1800s that they went there. This is Marav Katz, was one of the founders or one of the leaders of this Tzvas community of Talmidim of Gra people. And he writes like this. So Rav Yisachar Ber is quoting Rav Katz about what the Gra used to say. He says, Zelashon, this is the language of the great Rabbi Chaim Katz, who's the head of our Kihila and Tzvas. Okay. And he writes like this. Look at the Magen Avraham, which is what this Mishnah Berurah is based upon. That says if you want to daven early, you can. If you want to make Kiddush before davening, you can. Vishamati b'shem Agon HaChosid. I heard from the Vilna Gaon, Sha'amar Shazeh Eino nachon. Uh-oh. This is not correct.
We didn't say it's awesome.
Eino nachon. I don't know. Eino nachon. Dr. Levins, you don't want to do eino nachon. No? Since eino, you're right. Not osur like Chaya Misa for it. But if you ask, you should you do this, yes or no? Vilna Gaon, right? So far. It gets.
Think he would say osur instead of
Okay, let's see. It gets worse. Ze eino nachon, he says. This is not correct, he says. And he quotes a Gemara in Brachos, which supports this, and I'm going to read through that two on Gemara in a second. He says, well, actually, let's stop and read that Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Rav used to daven on Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos. What's that called?
Early Shabbos.
Early Shabbos, what we call. In other words, Rav would have a minion for Mariv. And when our, let's say, Shkia is again 8-something, at 7 o'clock he would daven Mariv. So what does the Gemara say? Rav used to daven Erev Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Okay. Then it says, the Gemara says, okay, but did he say Kiddush before real nightfall or not? And the Gemara says, he did say Kiddush. So in other words, Rav daven Mariv early, and he made Kiddush then early, before real nightfall, before it got dark, right? And then that was okay. Says the Vilna Gaon, what does the Gemara sound like the order has to be? It sounds like from this Gemara, first, the Gemara says, well, Rav, he did something very maverick. He did early Shabbos by davening Maariv early. Then the Gemara says, well, did he make Kiddush then also? And the Gemara says, you know, he did make Kiddush also after Maariv. But it sounds like from this Gemara that there is a very clear order according to the Vilna Gaon. It quotes the Gemara and he says that Dafka, Mashma Dafka, specifically, Keshem Espalel Tchila. If you daven first, Oz Yocho Lekadish Mibod Yom, then you can make Kiddush when it's still light outside. Avo Keshe Eino Mispalel, if you don't daven Maariv first, Ein Yocho Lekadish. You ain't allowed, Ein Yocho, what does that say? It's pretty tough. Ein Yocho, you're not allowed to make Kiddush. Don't slink in your chair yet. I did the same thing. No, don't. When, according to the Vilna Gaon, you did something wrong. According to the Vilna Gaon, you did something wrong. According to the Vilna Gaon, I did something wrong. No? Then he goes on and says, fine, Adkan, which I quotes one more line. He proves the Ravan seems to save us. Earlier, Rishon seems to save us. Adkan, Lashono, Harav Chaim Katz. In other words, if I ask you, should you do this game of davening, of making Kiddush first, and then davening later, the answer is quite clearly in the Vilna Gaon, no way, Jose. The Mishnah Brura says it's totally fine, based on the Magen Avraham. You now have a nice machlokas. Magen Avraham and Mishnah Brura on one side, the Vilna Gaon on the other side. So now I want to ask you, explain to me this Vilna Gaon. If he's so vehemently against it, why is he vehemently against it? So for that, we've got five quick reasons. Reason number one is, no, you said it before, is what? Is what are you going to do during your meal? What happens every single time that I make Kiddush and Challah? Yeah, like the story we said, you don't even need the story we said a few weeks ago. But what happens? I always need a 20-minute nap. I think my wife has finally come to accept it. You know, I give a chabura at my house Friday night, so I would definitely need a nap before that chabura. Usually I take a 20-minute nap at some point during the meal. My wife has finally come around to accept it. I can't say she fully accepts it totally, but sometimes I just need 10 minutes on the couch because I'm exhausted. It's like you're so tired after a long week, and then you make Kiddush, you have the soup, and then you know, you hear the kids Divrei Torah, and Beis Yaakov's Divrei Torah, and Shiva Ketana's Divrei Torah, everything you hear, and then like at that point, you know, you need 10 minutes. I just say, give me 10 minutes, and you're out, like a light. So what's pshat? Pshat is that maybe you're going to fall asleep during the meal. And if you fall asleep during the meal, then what's going to happen? You're going to miss Maariv. So that's she should wake me up. Yeah, okay. But you know what? Well, you know what the wife's usually doing at that point. Busy dealing with the kids or running around, and then you can't always rely on the wife. You can't even set an alarm either at that point. It's too late. So it's Shabbos. So yeah, you could work around it, but definitely fear number one is maybe your suda is going to go too long and you're going to miss Maariv. Number two, I really have five or six reasons. Number two, what's the opposite way? Is that meal going to be very calm? Not really. What's the word of that meal is going to be? It's going to be, what did you say? Quick. Yeah, rushed. It's going to be quick. It's going to be quick, yeah. Yeah, dessert after, but let me tell you.
Bench okay, but your meal is being
no, we bench. But let me tell you, we bench and we came back for
can't
dessert.
You make Kiddush again before dessert?
I don't think so. Well, you're getting into a problem number three. But 1 second. Problem number two. I think we have six even problems. Problem number two is that the meal's rushed. It's not kavod for that meal to keep on looking at your watch every 5 seconds during the meal to say I got to run tomorrow, especially unless you plug to Maariv time, even if you don't dive in Maariv really, really, but it says it could only be like an hour and a half or 2 hours. I'm saying it's not such a relaxed meal.
So
yeah.
The question is are you doing making Shabbos Yerushalayim time?
So that's also an issue. Correct. So that's also an issue. Okay. That's problem number two. Problem number three that you have over here is that the who says that you can accept upon Shabbos with Kabbalah Shabbos. That is a discussion. Maybe we'll give a chabur on that towards the end of the year about this, if we run out of real kiddush, really topics, is that who says Shabbos is accepted by simply saying, I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos and singing L'chadodi. Maybe you need to actually say Baruch Hu to accept Shabbos. So you thought that, you know why you thought it? Because it's all confusing. You know why? Because there's three shittas about this. When can you accept Shabbos? Is it Kabbalah Shabbos? Can I just say, I hereby accept Shabbos? Can you also, does it have to be Baruch Hu? Perhaps the Vilna Gaon holds that you know what you need to do to accept Shabbos? Say Baruch Hu. So if you didn't say Baruch Hu, you could scream today till tomorrow, L'chadodi, and dance and sing and jump and clap. You didn't accept Shabbos yet.
Do you need a
minion
for Baruch Hu?
No, for Baruch Hu, you don't need one, but you preferably, yes, you should have a minion for Baruch Hu. You can't say, you could have daven Ma'ariv B'Yechidus, you're right, you could, but that's not already, already. Correct, according to that opinion. But what about the other opinion? It says you need Baruch Hu, really. So according, that's problem number three with this problem, yeah. Oh, we're getting to it. Number four, we're going to attack the summer minion in a second also. Number four problem over here is that there is an issue with, well, some say it's better to make Kiddush when it's fully dark after Tzeis HaKochavim, which of course you're missing if you don't do this. That's number four. Number five, there is a Kaf HaChaim who quotes Kabbalistic reasons, even though I'm now almost 41, I still have no idea what he's talking about, and Kabbalah has not jumped into my head now that I'm over 40, but there is a Kabbalistic reason of there's a certain order that should be done, and the order is Maariv, then Kiddush. So according to that, you violated that Kabbalistic reason. And number five, or six, whatever we're up to, is that you need, this is what you were getting at really before, you need to eat a kezias of food after Tzeis HaKochavim. Mm. So if you do your shtick, like what he did, that's why he saved dessert for afterwards. Because you have to have really mizonos, probably bread even and preferable as well, after Tzeis. If you take early Shabbos, you're really supposed to do the same thing as well, which usually is not a problem, because usually it goes right into it. But here, if you're going breaking up the meal to go daven Maariv, and you don't want to come back for dessert, you want to go right to bed, you've botched that as well. So five attacks on the Magen Avraham, which is in the Vilna Gaon's arsenal, he could say any one of these to attack the Magen Avraham. So now how much minutes left? We got to go. Okay, 3 minutes left for the final issue. No, so halacha l'maisa, what are you supposed to do? Can you? We'll go back to my question. Is it usher to do this, or at least strongly disfavored to do this? Eino nachon? Or is it totally fine? It's permitted to do so. You can. It's fine if you want. Or maybe is it preferred to do this way? But now here's the question. Now let's go rip one of the fundamentals of Minhag America, which I subscribe to totally 1,000% every single Shabbos in the summer. I haven't made a late Shabbos in, can't remember, since maybe bad years at my former job, you know, sometimes those tough Arab Shabbos, but still, even then, you made it home for early Shabbos, is that, what about early Shabbos? So we think we're so from in America, we do early Shabbos. And I do it all the time. But what's the problem with early Shabbos? Is you're davening Maariv, Kriya Shema, which is Doraisa. When are you doing your Kriya Shema for Maariv? When the sun is burning bright outside, you're saying your Kriya Shema at night. So now you're faced with this weird, awkward choice. It's 6 o'clock Friday night in the summer, and your wife starts nagging you. Chashom, wives don't nag. They ask you politely, and they say, please, dear, can you please do something so that we could start our meal right now within 20 minutes or a half hour? You have two choices. You can either run to do early Shabbos, in other words, go run daven Maariv at the early Shabbos minyan, be back in a half hour, and if you took Shabbos upon yourself, you daven Maariv early, that's what we all do over here, right? We go run to daven Maariv, we come back and make Kiddush. Or you could say, well, I came to this Chabura, which had this weird suggestion. Maybe you know what we should do? We'll sit down now, don't worry. 10 minutes is plag, we'll sit down, we'll make Kiddush, we'll have the whole meal, you don't have to do anything, we'll sing a couple of Shabbos for 5 minutes first, then we'll sit down, we'll have a whole meal, everything's great, I'll run out to the late Maariv at Young Israel over here, not going to be till 8:35, we've got 2 hours for a nice long meal, yeah?
You got a bigger problem, there is no late Maariv.
Okay, whatever, so okay.
But,
no. Okay, but let's say you're a community which has many, multiple shuls, multiple shuls. Kessler Torah, you could get at any point. Okay, Rabbi Freeman probably died at 9:30 at night before those late summers. Yeah? So you have all your Archaim, the Dominic, say, there's a break, there's a shear. I'm saying, wait, Minyanim. You could get late. You could have a 3-hour meal. No, answer the question. Which is better to do? Is it better to take early Shabbos and say Kriya Shema before the proper time, or is it better to make, right, and that'll be the early Shabbos. We'll call it the early Shabbos or the early Kiddush. We'll just give it names.
So what difference does it make?
What difference does it make?
That if, for example, we're davening, yeah, here we daven at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Makes Zman Kriya Shema. You say Kriya Shema early.
We're talking about the morning. Okay, it's all another shul. I'm going to get myself thrown out if I tell you everyone should daven at Tashkamim. So I'm not suggesting that. But 1 second. But that's a separate discussion. I have a very clear question for you. Should you watch early Shabbos or early Kiddush, we'll call it? We'll just give it these monikers. Is it better to daven Maariv early? We'll call it early Shabbos, like we all do in America. Or should you start a new trend and make Kiddush earlier and just daven Maariv late at the proper zman and say Kriya Shema at the proper time? Okay, Shalom Bayis. Your wife visits a day because she turns to you and say whatever you want. Either way, I get chinuch for my kids. For what?
If you don't make early Shabbos.
No, but I'm making Kiddush early.
Yeah, right. If you make Kiddush.
No, that's my question. Should I daven Maariv early? Like we do in America right now, daven regular 6:15 regular Maariv minyan, yeah? Or should I not daven Maariv then, just make Kiddush at 6:15, have my whole Shabbos meal, it's regular Shabbos, kids won't know the difference, and just go to Maariv at 8:30 at night. No, vote. Who says?
Yeah.
And then for what?
Not if you're living out of town.
I'm living in New York. I'm in New York. I can't worry about Kansas City right now. I have a New York right now. I have a New York Shiloh for you. Yeah? What should you do in New York? New? What do you say? New? What? Kiddush? You say Kiddush. You want to start a whole new trend. So Minig America Shalom is, Minig America is to do early Shabbos, not early Kiddush. Minig Eretz Yisrael is not, many places not to have early Shabbosim, which is probably why you did what you did, because this week, because Eretz Yisrael, they don't have early Shabbos as much as they do in America. It's definitely not accepted. So what should you do? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky and many others as well, say for Likras Shabbos, quotes Rebbe, he quotes Rev, yeah. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, better thing to do is to do what we do, is to daven early, Maariv early. Even though you're missing Maariv, you'll repeat Maariv Kriya Shema later on. And don't mess up the order. That's Reb Chaim Shita. Comes along Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, one of the Gedolei Adar in America, one of our still Baruch Hashem, he should live long and well, long and well. He's 100, probably 100 at this point. He writes like this in his Sefer. Listen to this. It's radical, radical. He says, he's in Philadelphia. We're not talking about Bnei Brak. He says like this, if I could find it for you. Here we go. Listen to this final word. He says, opens up. Just downloading, still okay. He says like this, if I can't open it, I'll tell you what he says. He says, I let the cat out of the bag. He says, in his opinion, it's not downloading. He says, in his opinion, it is better to just do Kiddush first. Daven, you have your whole meal regular first at 6. Oh, here, open up. Here we go. He says, he says at Derech HaBeis Adif, which is what we just said. He says, oh, here. He says, Imyesh Breir, if you have a choice to daven early and then to make Kiddush after Tefillah, which is what we call early Shabbos, or Lekadesh Mibod Yom, to make Kiddush early, or Lespal Akar Kach B'tzeis HaKokavim, and to daven Maariv later on. This is literally our question. He says, HaDerech HaBeis Adif, the second option is better. In other words, Kiddush first, davening much later. Sheyoster mistaber. You want to ask me what makes more sense? Lahachmir al tefilas arvis bismana, to be machmir and mariv in the proper time. Mi lahachmir al kiddush achar tefilah. It's better to do that than to do kiddush after tefilah. That's much. It's better than mariv later. He says ad kan daito. So in other words, according to Shmuel Kamenetsky, not only did what you do is it permitted, what I did with that one time in Eretz Yisrael, it's preferred. Now, clearly, that's not minig. It's not the minig. It's not the minig. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much different the Marv is?
But does Kiddush have to be at night?
Marv is not at the Raisa.
But does Kiddush have to be at night?
Right?
But Kriya Shema is. Kriya Shema is. Yeah, correct. But does Kiddush have to be at night? According to this, Kiddush wouldn't have to be at night. You're making Kiddush early. It's better. You're Kiddush.
On the contrary.
So that's what he's saying. He says, doesn't mean
on the contrary. You should be davening Marv also before you make the
Kuz. Why? If Kriya Shema is for sure, the Raisin has to be definitely
so
at night.
Kiddush.
No, but Kriya Kiddush may not have to be at night. Kriya Shema does have to be at night. That's the chap. Kriya Shema is b'shachov kumecha. Kiddush doesn't say it has to be at night.
Yes, you're accepting Shabbos earlier. Right?
Correct. But it's not real light. Look, I'm not. Let me just be clear. I have never done this other than that one time. I don't pop fathers here, but just so you know, it ain't so radical. It's definitely not done, but if Shmuel's paskin, and clearly, halacha l'maisa in America, this is what you should do, better than davening early Shabbos. No one, I've never heard anyone, I'm sure there are people, but now you have a homework. I want you to poll 10 people next time and get back to me next week.
I'll ask my nephew because he learned.
Good, and ask him if he's ever done this. What do they do in Philly? I have no idea. What do they do for? Correct, which you most blame. I mean, the New York question. I'm not a Kansas City or middle of Pittsburgh. Nothing against Kansas City. But we're not talking again. We're not talking about the middle of nowhere. We're talking about New York when there's 800 minyanim that you could daven early on Friday. Kesset Torah has every many minute. You get the Elvada Shuls. Yeshivas have. You're fine. Shkayach, everyone. It's a tough question.